Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode.
Okay.
Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. I love that I don't just talk to people in my own neighborhood, but I talk to people all over the world. And tonight I have Rob Mesaroche with me, and I probably slaughtered his name, but I try very hard not to. So, Rob, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Hello, I'm Robert. It's Robert Mesaroche. I'm currently living in Timișoara. Timișoara is in Romania. I run a one-man company that's called Implanton. The name Implanton comes from the word implementation. In short, I'm finding solutions for mostly challenging problems by researching, prototyping, and in the end, like developing the actual solutions. I mostly work directly with clients as a freelancer, but it happens quite frequently that I join other agencies as a contractor. And besides this, I set out to build my first ever commercial plugin for WordPress.
Oh, wonderful. Yep. We'll have to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So you have your mug with you. Let's see your mug.
Yep. So this is my mug. It really doesn't look that much special. I hope I don't spill my beverage.
And what is the story behind your mug? Where did you get your mug?
So I have this. I got this mug when I moved to Hungary when I was 23. And I rented an apartment. And the kitchen was really well equipped, except they didn't have any mugs there. So I just went to like the nearest supermarket. I bought this mug, and it wasn't like it was like the most ordinary mug I could have. And after like 2 or 3 years, one day I had my coffee next to the window, and I looked down and I noticed that the shape of the mug is not actually round, but it has like an elliptical oval shape. And I thought to myself, why is this? Because I like vividly remember that it was like a perfectly fine mug. And then I thought to myself, maybe because like I squeezed the mug, maybe because it's because of the heat, I actually like distorted the mug. Then I set out to like reshape it, but it obviously didn't work. I guess the mug was, it was like kind of like imperfect from the start, most likely. But yeah, every time this mug like reminds me that maybe I should pay a bit more attention to small things in my life.
Oh, that's great.
That's the story.
I love it. What's in your cup? What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking kombucha. So it's a homemade kombucha that I'm making. Yeah.
Is it any particular flavor or just plain kombucha?
It's black tea. It's a plain kombucha. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm using a mug I've used before. This is my college graduation mug. Class of 1991. I'm old. And all of our names are here. Everybody that graduated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
wow.
Somewhere on there is my name. I think it's on the side, maybe.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. It was a good. It was a small college. It was a very big college. I don't think we would all fit, but we had a magnifying glass to look at. As we get older, we need to have the bifocals to look at.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking hot tea tonight, so
tea.
I've got my cup of hot tea. So. That's so nice. Tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
The first time I used WordPress was like 10 years ago. So like most folks who started with WordPress that early, they usually used WordPress for blogging. So because it was like a very different system like 11 years ago or 10 years ago. And by the time I started blogging, I actually did client work, but I used like a different CMS for it. But WordPress really felt familiar for me. And I think this is because I ran a forum for like 2 years and I used PHPBB for it. And PHPBB actually had similar concept because they had skins, and that's like the themes for WordPress. They had extensions that's like really like plugins for WordPress. Mm-hmm. And the other CMS that I used had something called like dynamic snippets, and they pretty much work the same like short codes. So it was really, everything was really familiar except the templating system, because that's like really unique to WordPress. And so I used WordPress for a while, for like 2 years. And I still use like a different system for the CMS. Then I read the book. I think it was called Web Application Development with WordPress. And that really changed how I viewed WordPress, because the guy who wrote it was talking about using WordPress as like a foundation and using like different modules, the user system, the role management systems, like separately and building on top of that. So that's why I set out to try it and build things with it. And then I was like convinced, okay, I'm going to go full speed ahead with WordPress. And I remained using WordPress since then.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. I obviously am a big fan of the WordPress community. So, that's why I have this podcast.
Yeah.
So when you look at other people's websites and you think about things that we need to include in our websites to make them better, what do you think is something that people don't focus on enough or that they should pay more attention to when they build a site?
I think copywriting. And making it really obvious that that website is for somebody, or it's for like different folks. It's, sometimes I really spend 2 or 3 minutes on a company's website to figure out what they are actually doing. And that's something that we can improve.
Mm. I agree. So the content and
the content.
Much more plain.
More direct, I think.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense actually. Sure. So what's something that you wish you had known when you first started working on WordPress that you've discovered since then that might have made things easier?
I think if somebody wants to like contribute to the core of WordPress, like code, like a substantial amount of code, that it takes much more than being a developer. I mean, of course, it matters the code, but it takes much more than that. You have to know how the team is structured. You have to really have a reputation in the community to move things ahead, to have like a really good agenda. And you really have to present a case, because I saw like really good tickets created on the track, but they might stay there for 5 or 6 years. Because somebody who created that just couldn't present a really good, compelling case. Yeah. I think this is something that it's really hard to see from outside, that this is how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And have you contributed to core? What is your part of that?
Only like a small amount of code. So it wasn't like a substantial thing. But I know somebody who tried to, and he got frustrated with it because he just didn't know that this is the case. I mean, I think it's fine, because like when it's different to contribute to like a project that has like 1,000 people using it, and it's mm-hmm. really completely different when you are like contributing to something like WordPress. Even if it's like a small change, can affect things very differently. Mm-hmm. So I understand this thing. I think it's good that the system works like this. Maybe we can improve, but I think it's okay. It worked out well so far. thing.
I think no matter what you're looking at, there's always room for improvement, no matter what it is. So,
sure.
I hope, and I think we've gotten better over the years, of course, too. Now, I'm not a developer and I don't contribute code. I contribute in other ways on other teams, but like marketing and things like that and WordCamp. But so there's room for everybody to participate, even if you're not a developer, which is...
Yeah, that's true. And that's something that maybe it's not really obvious at start that you can just do that.
Yeah, I agree. And the way I discovered a lot of that was just by attending WordCamp with a contributor day and participating in the contributor day and thinking, I don't know how to code. What am I going to do here? And they're like, well, you could sit at the marketing table. And I was like, well, that's right up my alley. So that's great.
Yeah, that's nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, I know you haven't spoken at any WordCamps yet because you answered that question, but have you attended WordCamps?
I only attended one WordCamp, the WordCamp last year in Belgrade. Yeah, the WordCamp Europe.
Oh, that wonderful. So, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, what was the highlight of that WordCamp for you? What was something that really stood out?
I actually only participated on the first day because when I left the WordCamp, there was like a really big storm and I was like walking home and I really got wet, and the next day I had like a fever.
So, oh no.
Yeah, that was really painful to
disappointing.
Belgrade wasn't being able to go to the second day.
Yeah.
It was, but I went to the party that night.
Okay.
I did my best to be there. It was good, but I think I want to go to the next one. I wasn't able to go to Berlin this year, but I'm planning to go to Porto next one. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So I'm not that big in WordCamps like your previous speakers. So they are like,
Well, in the US, there's a lot of them. So a lot of people I talk to in the US, they go to many because you can drive just a few hours and have another WordCamp. So it makes it easy for sure.
Yeah.
Do you attend the local meetup at all, or other, do you spend time with other community members, or are you pretty much on your own?
Well, it's strange because like Timișoara is the second or third biggest city in Romania, and we don't have like a meetup. And it's even stranger because Press Labs, for example, is like a hosting company and they do like really advanced hosting for publishers. And then there is like another Cosmolabs who are doing that translation plugin, TranslatePress. And then there is like GetBobTide, who are really popular on TeamForest, doing like e-commerce teams. And they are all located in Timișoara. So it's kind of strange that we are not able to make a meetup. I mean, they were like trials in 2005 and maybe 2 years ago, but it was a one-time thing. So it just, we couldn't make it. I don't know why.
That's interesting because there are so many people there. You would think that maybe would have a better opportunity.
Maybe the thing was that we only get together those who were like developers and who were doing something in the WordPress space, and we didn't really invite people from outside. I think maybe that's one reason, and maybe that's like a new angle to tackle here in Timișoara, I guess.
Yeah.
What's your take? So.
Well, when I organized the meetup here in Rochester, New York, and I would say that the majority of the people who attend are building sites for themselves, or they're small business freelancers who are building sites for other people. I don't think we have a lot of developers that attend. So we tried to have two meetups for a while. One for, you know, regular users and one for developers. But the developer one, all people would come to it, and then they would start to ask questions. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? And the businesses were like, I'm not coming. So I think maybe you're onto something there. Maybe it should be something that's more basic.
Yeah.
For people who are using WordPress for themselves or in a small business kind of way that aren't developers. We do have some developers that still come because they enjoy the camaraderie and the, you know, the feeling, the community of working together. And we also have a co-working once a month. So we go to a library or this month it's at a college, a local college, and we work together from 9 until 4. And what's really beautiful about it is that some of us are more advanced and some people are just starting out, so we can help each other.
Okay.
When there's questions, it's kind of like a little bit of a work with a happiness bar.
That's like a nice way to put it.
I always laugh that I put out the doctor is in signs and then the seat next to me is empty because all day long people come ask me for help. I'm not a developer, but they still want some help and advice, and I'm always happy to do that. So
that's nice.
Maybe co-working. Maybe start with co-working.
Maybe start with co-working. I think this is like a good idea.
Yeah, it could be fun. Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
So tell me now, tell me more about what it is that you do with your business, and tell me about the plugin that you're working on.
Okay. For like as a business, I'm usually like developing custom solutions. So like all kind of APIs, stuff that moving things around, like exporting, importing, custom work for e-commerces, things like that, more advanced stuff. And as for my plugin, it sets out to change how we can microblog with WordPress.
Oh, nice. Kind of like a Tumblr kind of idea with WordPress, the microblogging.
Not quite.
It was different. Okay.
So my idea was that I actually struggled to like maintain a blog. And on the other hand, I was like changing cities after like 3 or 4 years. And it was like I kept in touch with friends using text messaging. And sometimes when like a really interesting thing happened to me, then I usually like almost texted the same thing for like different persons. And sometimes I felt that, okay, I'm just going to like copy paste the whole thing to my other friend.
I've done that.
I've done the same thing. So then I remembered that, okay, blogging was a cool thing because I could share things there, but I wasn't really prepared to like writing like long articles and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I had the idea that maybe it would be cool to microblog the same way that I could text a friend.
Oh.
And then I started thinking about, and I figured out that Telegram is like a good messaging application. And I created a plugin that bridges WordPress and Telegram. So you can send a message via Telegram and have that message published on your WordPress website.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And are you selling this? Do you have it on your website?
I'm planning to sell it. It's called MessageVP, like MSG, short for message, and WP.com. It's actually, it has like a landing page and it has like a demo right now. So you can just try it out if you want to.
I will, absolutely. That's really great. Wow, that's exciting. I don't know how to do any of that, of course, but I love a plugin that will accomplish something that you're not able to do in other ways. So that's how
I wanted to keep, like, I like what those folks are doing with microblogging, but they build their own environment and their own system. And I think we can do like really cool things with WordPress. We have like really good themes already. We can, hosting is cheap nowadays. You can just spend just few bucks and have like really solid hosting. So we can like take advantage of the system we already having. And why build like a new app for it? We can when we can use the Telegram. I mean, we already have just too many applications for everything.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's exciting. So are you planning to travel at all this year to be part of any WordPress anything this year, or not until Europe again next year?
This year I'm not going to, like, most likely I won't attend any WordPress meetup or WordCamps, but next year I'm going to do that.
I'm hoping one of these days to get to WordCamp Europe, so maybe I'll see you there. If I can.
Oh, so you never?
I've never been to Europe, but I've been to US every time. Yeah, I've never been to Europe at all, so it would be fun to be able to go.
Okay.
Portugal next year, so maybe, fingers crossed that maybe. I'll be able to make it. That's awesome. What are two or three plugins that you would recommend to somebody who's starting out building their website?
I would definitely recommend SearchWP. It's from John Christopher. And I mean, just by installing that plugin, you can just like really solve your search problems on your, for like your medium and even like large website. So that's a really good plugin. I really like that. Then I would say Sugar Calendar.
Okay.
That's from Sandhills Development. They are who are doing the Easy Digital Downloads and the Restri Content Pro. It's like a calendar plugin, and it's like a calendar plugin that you can just like comprehend what's going on. Because they are like other calendar plugins, but it's just really hard to wrap your mind around what's going on there. So, and the other one, I think I would say it's WP Offload SES. That's like a plugin from Delicious Brains, and they are making like an integration with Amazon SES. That's what it's called. It's Simple Email Service.
Okay.
So you could actually send like emails with that. Like, it's much more cheaper than relying on like other services like Mailgun or Mandrill and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this is really, really cool if you are having like a intranet or like a community website for WordPress or something like that, and you want to keep the cost down for email, because it's relatively it's the price is increasing exponentially when you are dealing with email. Yeah,
for sure. And it's a pain to try to manage it if you're doing it on your own. So using a third party is always a good idea. For sure. At any point in your WordPress journey when you were starting, or at any point at all, have you had a mentor that worked with you?
No.
No? So you've done it all on your own?
Yeah. I figure things pretty much on my own. Yeah.
How did you get into coding then? How did you know that that's what you wanted to do, to be a developer?
I didn't want to be a developer.
Oh, what did you want to be?
So I studied for 3 years at the university, like social sciences. Then when I moved to Hungary, I moved because I wanted to be a therapist, and I studied like 2 years there. And while studying, I was doing like development. And because I was good with computers, but I never really wanted to do that. And when I was studying psychology, I realized that it's going to take me like another 9 years to open up like a private therapist thing, and I decided that it won't worth it, and I should really focus on development because I'm actually enjoying. That was the moment then when I realized that if I'm not doing it, I'm missing doing development. So that was my epiphany that Yeah. I'm actually good at this and I'm enjoying it, even though I didn't plan to do it. So this is how I ended up.
It's definitely important to enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love my job. I work with Give and I work with WP Business Reviews, and I love talking to our customers and I love helping them solve problems and working on my team. And I can't imagine doing anything different. And that's how I know I'm in the right place.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? That's wonderful. Who do you admire most in the WordPress community and why?
Who? That's a tough one.
You can pick one or two.
I can pick one or two. Mm-hmm. I think JJJ. I only know his Twitter handle is J John Jacoby or something like that. Mm-hmm. I hope he's not watching this recording. He gave a talk this year in Berlin, and I really liked his presentation. His talk was about like advanced database management for plugins or something like that. He was talking about custom tables, but it wasn't really like a technical presentation. I mean, I liked his presentation because he like identified like a problem. He come up with a solution and he has like a vision how he could push that thing into the core. And what I like most about the presentation is that he created like a buzz around it. You can't see the code because he didn't really publish the code and he's only planning to do it. But he already created a buzz, and you can see people talking about it. And I think it really has a chance that that thing might end up in the core in the future. And it was a really smart thing to do, to deliver it like this. So, yeah.
That's wonderful.
I mean, he's like an experienced somebody in the community, so.
Yeah, you're the second person to list him. As somebody
really?
I admire, yeah. So I'll have to. I don't think I'm following him on Twitter yet. I'll have to get on Twitter and look for him. Make sure that I'm
okay.
Following too.
Hmm.
Oh, that's great. Very good. What is something you want to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet? I haven't tried yet.
I haven't tried yet. I'm not, for example, Gutenberg. I didn't have really the chance to explore it in depth. So this is really something that I should do it. Yeah. I mean, at one point everybody is going to do it. So it's like inevitable to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if your plugin needs to be compatible with the blocks.
Yeah.
Something That's to true. Learn soon, right? A lot of other developers have told me React is something that they are wanting to learn soon too. And I don't know where you are on that journey, but I haven't discovered it. But I don't know PHP yet. So, you know, it's all letters and numbers to me.
I mean, some might say that it's more easily you can pick up React if you don't have any background in other languages, because for somebody who has like maybe experience with something, it's really hard for him or her to get out of that mindset. Maybe with a fresh eye, you can pick it up.
Oh,
who knows?
Maybe I'll look at it. Maybe I'll become a React expert.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
What's one of the biggest mistakes you've made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
One of your previous guests mentioned that he forgot to uncheck that thing for the search engine. Yeah, I definitely did that a few times. I also forgot to change the development email address for forms. And yeah, this is like really common thing to miss. But now I'm using, like, I created my plugin that alerts me every time if something goes like on the live website, I have like a big alert that, hey, it's like the live website, you should do that, change the things. So I'm not going to make that mistake again.
I still have a paper checklist that I use, but But it works, right? Anything that works to make sure. Like I often would forget to set the permalinks. And it's like somebody would say, why does the page look like that in the browser? Because I'm an idiot and I forgot to do it.
So easy to make these mistakes.
And especially the ones of changing the email address on the forms. I've done that more than once as well.
Yeah.
So I understand where that's coming from. But at least you didn't say like you lost the whole site or something like some people have had problems with. So.
No, okay. I haven't done that yet.
Yet. Always have backups. Everybody in my WordPress meetup always knows that I say backup, 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 and then backup once more.
I lose passwords all the time. I'm very disorganized when it comes to like user information or login information. I mean, I have one password installed and I just usually click cancel when I should just click save. I'm not sure why I'm doing that. That's a weird thing, bad habit.
I know, you have to double check yourself every time now.
Yeah.
One of the things that I added to my checklist was a custom 404 page for every website, because I think it can really make a difference like from a marketing standpoint, if somebody ends up on a custom 404 that makes them laugh or makes them smile or that kind of thing, as opposed to just feeling like you walked in the closet instead of the front door, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's so strange that WordPress doesn't have like a built-in solution to like write content for the 404 page. There is no setting for 404 page.
But there's a great plugin that I use to redirect all the 404s to the page of my choice. So I always
so you're like creating a page and then redirect. Okay.
Yeah. I always call mine whatever the site is / you are here. Like when you go to the mall or you go to a store and they have the big
The big like, signs. That's
I always name mine you are here and this is how you can get to where you want to go.
This is nice.
If I was gonna write a plugin, if I knew how, it would be called you are here.
I really like this.
You can have that idea. It's all yours. what is your proudest WordPress moment?
Proudest WordPress moment? I think when I got to the point when somebody came to me and they wanted to rebuild their e-commerce website. And I was comfortable enough to recommend them to they should build their own because they don't have enough orders to afford my services. And that's one thing. The other thing, the theme, the storefront, the default theme for WooCommerce and the documentation for WooCommerce was good enough that they could invest like 2 days and they could do it on their own. And obviously, after 1 year, they came back with like a special request that they just couldn't handle. I think this is really nice and liberating to allow others to start out free without paying like horrible money. Yeah, I really like that WordPress made it here.
Yeah, me too. It is easy to start your own site if you have an idea of what you're doing, even a little bit of an idea of how to use the method, and then it's easy to get going. And like you said, sometimes you need some help with some of the deeper things or understanding how to connect pieces or add plugins, things like that. But that's a great idea. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. I like to hear that. Very good.
Yeah, I obviously give them direction and like resources and things like that. I just say that just Google has filled the story.
Now, every person that fills out my form to be on the site tells me, if you had to describe WordPress community in just a few words, how would you describe it? And you said smoke and mirrors. And I was like, does that mean he doesn't like WordPress? So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I was like contemplating to apply for this podcast and just I didn't have any good idea and reason to describe the community. I'm not really involved. Like I didn't went to many WordCamps. So I wasn't sure what to like take a stand on the community. On the other hand, I'm like a informed stalker of the community. Like I'm a member of Post Status, that membership thing. So I know what's happening, but I'm just not active. I'm not really active on social media neither. So
how did you find out about our podcast then?
On Twitter, stalking Twitter. Others.
Stalking. That's great. That's awesome. I love it because it's brought us together this evening. That's wonderful. Yeah. If you weren't working in, let's say, psychology, sociology, let's say you weren't doing that and you weren't doing WordPress and or development, if you had to choose a different career, what do you think it might be?
Oh, that's easy. Like a journalist or reporter doing like big materials. Yeah, definitely. I'm really curious person. When I'm not involved in the community, but because I'm stalking others, you can see that I'm really curious person. And I usually just, I don't know, if I'm wandering in the city, I have question, why is that happening? How they are doing that thing? So I have like a really long list of ideas to explore. So that's definitely something that I would do.
Oh, that's great.
But like it's that. Just really hard to be like a journalist this day.
Yeah.
It's really difficult.
Well, in the other world where we create this other job for you, we could pretend that journalists are very highly paid.
Yeah.
It's always fun to imagine anyway.
Yeah.
What's something on your bucket list?
Oh, yeah. I have a really mundane thing.
That's okay. Tell me.
I want to learn how to swim because nobody knows in my family. My parents don't know to swim. And somehow I actually befriended people who don't know to swim either. So this is something I want to do because I dream a lot about swimming. And it feels good and it's easy in my dreams. So yeah.
Well, in reality, swimming also feels good and is easy. So you're on the right path.
Yeah.
And when you know how to swim, you can't drown. Well, you can, but not as easily. So I say, go take some swimming lessons. I think you will love it.
Yeah. When I was smaller, I actually took some swimming lessons two times. And it was like a really bad experience.
Oh, but you're an adult now. You'll be fine.
I'm an adult now.
Maybe when you go to WordCamp Europe next year, bring your swimsuit because almost every hotel has a pool.
Yep.
So you can play in the pool. That'd be fun. So show us or tell us about a hidden talent that we wouldn't know about you. Something you can do.
I wouldn't call like a talent. It's like a thing that only few people know. I really like to carry things. So if somebody is like moving from one place to another, they can just call me. I'm more than happy to move things and pack
really?
Things. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So people are surprised when people don't like to ask others to help them move. And when they ask me, yeah, let's do it. I'm more than happy to help you move. So this is
great.
Like a one thing that I don't advertise that much.
I've mentioned on the show before, it may not have been on the episodes that are already published at this point, but I've mentioned on the show that last year when I moved out of my house, that I just posted on Facebook that I was looking to move and a date and time that people could come to my house and help me move. And 15 people came and 13 of them were WordPress people from my meetup. So absolutely. So there's more people in the world like you who just want to be helpful and enjoy that. So thank goodness, because I couldn't do it on my own.
That's nice.
It was amazing how quickly too they did it. It was phenomenal. So tell us how people can find you. What's your website and what's your Twitter?
Oh, so my Twitter has to do with my name. So it's Messaro Shrub. I'm usually Messaro Shrub everywhere on social media. So if you want to see like an empty profile, you can go there. If you follow me, I most likely follow you back.
Okay.
And my company's website is Implanton. And the plugin website is MessageWP.
And all of that we will put in on the the post that we put up for your for your talk. But if people are listening to this and they're subscribed on an iTunes or something like that, then they know that they can go and find all of those links on our website, wpcoffeetalk.com. So they know that. Anything else you'd like to tell us today before we say goodbye?
I'm not sure. I think no. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being with me. I know it's much later in your neighborhood than it is in
my house. It's already Tuesday here. Yeah. It's Monday at you right now.
It's still Monday here. That's right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you staying up to talk to us. And it's been
a pleasure
to meet you. Have a wonderful night. Sleep well.
Thank you. Sleep well as well.
Goodbye to all of our followers.
Bye-bye.
I can find my mouse. Yeah. Okay. Bye.